Hey, my name's Ricky. I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is April 4th, so I just turned 3 months yesterday. This is my home group, and I have a sponsor, Terry. Let's see. When I was growing up, I was a real good kid. I started playing baseball when I was 3, and my dad was real big into that. And so I didn't really do much growing up besides that. And he's an alcoholic as well. He drinks every day, all day, throughout the day. And about 8 or 9 years old was when I started kind of wanting to try it. And he would give me some sips here and there, but nothing too crazy. And my first real drink was when I was 10 at my aunt's wedding. My uncle came up to my mom to offer her this cup of vodka, and she turned it down. At that point, I didn't know what it was. So he was like, oh, I just knew it was an alcoholic drink. So he was like, oh, let Ricky have it. It would be fine, just one, won't hurt. So my mom was like, no, I'm not going to let my son drink. And he was like, no, just one, that's fine. So she was like, all right, I'm not going to look. And I don't remember it too clearly, but the way my mom explains it is I'd even, you know, smell it, take a little sip, I'd chug the whole glass. And she says now that point she knew I was an alcoholic for sure. Because I didn't flinch, I didn't do anything except, you know, take it. I loved it. So throughout the wedding, I would go around to different uncles and, you know, try to ask for a sip of their drink or whatever. But then I didn't really start drinking or doing anything else until right before my senior year of high school. I had quit baseball just before my junior year and started getting involved with these friends that like to drink and party and stuff. And so started drinking a lot over the summer between my junior and senior year, and almost every day of that summer I was drinking and going to parties and stuff. When school started skipping a lot of class, which I never used to do. I was always straight A student and stuff. Started skipping school, even weeknights sometimes I would drink with like a few people. And so it got progressively worse and worse. And then second semester of junior year in February, I got arrested at the age of 17. And so I got put on a program, this drug treatment program, whatever. But I was supposed to go to college in August, which was 4 months away from when everything got settled. And the program was supposed to be 6 months. So my mom got a lawyer and paid like a lot of money for it. And my lawyer convinced the judge to, you know, if I was doing everything right, to release me right just before I went to college. And he was like, all right, as long as he doesn't, you know, miss a drug test, fail a drug test, whatever. So I had to call like this hotline every night to see if I had a drug test the next day. And if I knew I didn't have a drug test the next day, I would drink. I didn't do other stuff because that stays longer in your system. But so if I knew I didn't have a drug test the next day, I would drink, go to a party, whatever, and passed every drug test, did all my counselings and stuff. And the judge released me in August, and like 2 days before I went to school. And I was like, all right, I'm not going to drink. I'm going to be serious about my school study and stuff. And the first week I was there, I think I went to maybe 3 out of my 6 classes, and started drinking because I had known 2 people from my hometown that went to the same college. And we would go out to like different fraternity parties and stuff because we were rushing at that point. And yeah, so I would drink almost every other night, because every other day I would have class at like 12 or something, so I knew I would be good for the next day. And so drinking and other stuff got, you know, more and more. Did horrible in my first semester. I think I had like a 1.4 4 GPA or something like that. And I got put on academic probation, and when I came home from for winter break, it was like a month break, and I got back together with my buddies from Vero and, you know, partied, still doing the deal. And I went back to USF January something, early January, and 2 days later I got arrested for possession of something. And I won't get too into it, but possession of something. And so that sucked because, like, I was really actually trying to quit that semester because I knew I had to do good that semester, else I'd get kicked out. So it was like, all right, this is the last time I'm going to use this and whatever. But I got the cops calling on me because one of the residential assistants or whatever they're called called the cops because they smelled weed from my room, or drugs from my room. And so I got arrested, and that sucked. I did two days in jail in Hillsborough County Jail, which isn't anything, but to me that was enough. I hated it. Like, the food was sucked. And so I never wanted to go back there again, but I was real scared because it was like the second time I got in trouble, and supposedly last year was supposed to be my, you know, only chance of doing like a drug program. Oh, by the way, that program like got all my charges off my record, which is good. So I was real scared because I was like, oh damn, like, I'm done, whatever, I'm gonna get kicked out. And it took them forever to actually finally reach a decision. I went to court, and my public defender handed me a sheet and said, "Hey, you have a chance to do this this drug treatment program if you want to." And that was like all I wanted to hear. That was awesome to me because I was like, "Oh yes, I'll have this felony dropped." And she tried to explain it to me, and I was like, yeah, I've done a program similar to it. But she tried to keep on, and I was like, no, I know, I understand everything that I have to do. And she's like, okay, fine. So, actually, I skipped a whole bunch of stuff. First semester of college, when I was rushing a fraternity, I didn't pledge, but I just rushed to get free alcohol. And I remember there was like a period of like 3 weeks where I'd go to a football game, tailgate, or whatever, and every game within these 3 weeks, I would be sitting in the bleachers, like obliterated, had to go to the bathroom, concession stand, something. I'd get up and leave my group of friends, and I would lose, or I'd forget where I sat, and I'd be like walking around the stadium, just like not knowing where I was. I was trying to call like my friends, but it was so loud that, you know, you can't hear anything. And I would text them, hey, where you're at? Oh, we're in this place, but I didn't know where the hell that was. So I was like, that doesn't help. And so I remember every game, there's probably like 5 or 6 games where in a row where I would just do that for some reason. And I don't know how I would get home. Like, I'd, you know, ask some random people to take me home and stuff. And I don't know how, like, I didn't get killed or something, but I guess God was there to, you know, keep me safe and, like, make me ask the right person. and so, yeah, that happened. And anyways, back, I got arrested, got put on a program again, and I'm still on it for a year now, which really sucks. Because I thought 4 months was bad, but this is terrible. Anyways, that's that. And I had to go back home from I had to take like a month break from school because they said, oh, you're suspended for a month, and they still even haven't even left. Okay. What's it called? I had to take a month off because they suspended me, and they're like, yeah, we still need to go over your records, whatever. So I was like, okay. And so I went back to Vero for a month and drank every once in a while. I didn't drink really that much because my mom was like real strict, so she like kept me on lockdown most of the time. And so I went back after a month, and they still hadn't reached a decision, so they let me stay studying there for like 2 or 3 more weeks. And I'd still go out to clubs and stuff and drink and do all that. I just didn't do drugs. And so finally they reached a decision where, like, I was to be suspended for 3 semesters till next January. And I was like, oh, shit. So I appealed it to the dean, and I had a meeting with him, and he wasn't too happy because at that point my folder was like an inch and a half thick of just like stuff that I've gotten in trouble for just at that school. And he told me that, you know, 80% of the people that go through there don't even have that big of a file within 4 or 5 years. And I had that big of a file within a semester. So he wasn't too happy about that. So he was like, no, I'm not going to change it. You're going to be suspended for 3 semesters. So I had to go back home, and I was scared because I had to do this program here. But I went to court again and asked them if they could transfer it back to Vero, and the judge here was like, all right, that's cool. So I had to go to court over there, and it was the same judge because it's a small town. Same judge, he called me up, and I knew he was going to say something, and he was like, you're back again, and I was like, yeah. And he was like, well, I'm not going to accept the transfer because, you know, obviously last year the program didn't work. And I was like, well, I don't have anywhere to stay in Tampa. And he was like, oh, well, you better find a place soon. And I was like, oh, damn. And so I came over here, and my mom and my dad agreed to go half and half on a halfway house, which kind of ironic. Anyways. So I stayed there for a month and, you know, started going to AA meetings and stuff. Well, because first I had to come to meetings for my program. I have to go to 3 a week, technically. So at first I hated it. I hated coming here because I was like, I'm not really an alcoholic. You know, I just like to have fun a lot. But then after like a week or two of going to them, I started liking them, and, you know, I saw how many people were, like, you know, friendly and welcoming and stuff. So I stuck around, actually did them, because most people just, you know, forge the signatures and stuff. So then I got real into it, and, you know, everything's actually, when I started praying and, you know, started actually believing in a higher power, everything started coming together somehow. Like, I got a job real quick, like within the first week of me being here. So that was a relief because my dad he said, no way am I paying rent for you after this month. So I found a job and stuff. And then, yeah, so I got involved, got a home group here, got a sponsor, you know, started reading the book and everything. So, I mean, I'm kind of glad that I got arrested this time because, I mean, it opened my eyes and stuff because I was going, you know, further and further into drugs and alcohol and stuff. So at the point where I was, going, there would be like no return. I'd be sick or something. I'd get into even more harder drugs. And so, yeah, so I'm happy to, you know, be able to come to meetings and stuff and, you know, have a sponsor to talk to and everything. And yeah, that's about it. Yeah, thanks.